the Modern Air Comfort Specialist, Jason Holting, today.
This is Gage from Walnut Elementary inviting you to register now for the 11th annual Walnut Turkey Day Dash, being held virtually again this year. The 5K walk run will take place between Wednesday, November 24th, and Sunday, November 28th. We encourage you to take a selfie and post it on the Walnut PTO Facebook page. To register, call 341-2288 or go to the Walnut Facebook page and click on the QR code. The Walnut students and staff appreciate your support.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, and we're very pleased to be joined here at 8:46 as we continue our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight. Lucas Moody is with Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Lucas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
All right. How about yourself today?
I'm doing well. Had a good weekend. Got a little recovery nap in on Saturday and ready to face the week.
Recovery naps are always a good thing, that is for sure.
Right.
And we continue, as I mentioned, with our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight. The United Way of the Flint Hills, their campaign drive for 2021-2022 is underway, led by Drive Chair Mike Argabright this year. And we always like to annually focus on the community partners of the United Way of the Flint Hills and let you know that they're making a very positive impact, and we want to let you know exactly what they're doing and how they do that. And Lucas is in to talk this morning about Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. And Lucas, let's highlight what is done at Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. There's a lot to touch on, but give us an overview.
Yeah, so we are a community nonprofit community mental health center. We serve Lyon County and the other six counties surrounding. We've got about 190 staff members, offer over 100 services, med management, therapy, and a list of other supports, really just trying to fill gaps and help our community the best we can.
Sorry, Ron, I'm tracking a developing situation in downtown Emporia right now as we speak, but this has been a very busy time here, Lucas, for Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, because not only do you have that change in the model for delivering mental wellness services here to the community, but you're starting to get some grants to support that, and you're also on top of all of that looking for maybe a new home here for Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness as well. You have a lot on your plate right now.
Yeah, it's a pretty full plate. Hence the need for the nap this weekend.
True.
Yeah, I think that mental health has really come a long way. Even since whenever I was a kid in school, you go into the schools and you talk to the kids and things like that. We were at the high school this last week for a job fair they were having, and both Amanda and myself were sitting there and just were amazed at how many kids were coming up. And were very open about mental health, and were talking about wanting this to be their career field whenever they were going into the future, and what opportunities were at their feet when they graduated to be able to start getting some experience and helping. And so I think mental health is really at a forefront. I think the pandemic really made us kind of step back and look at our health in particular, and making sure that we were taking good care of ourselves, but really making sure that we knew what resources were in our community, so that when our neighbors and our family and our friends got to a place in life where maybe they were struggling a little bit, that we knew that we could give them some resources to be able to find some assistance and help.
You mentioned the pandemic, Lucas, and we talked to Amanda on a number of occasions, and you too, here the past 18 months, And you did have to pivot and take some different directions on how you could provide your services. Have you begun to lessen the COVID-19 strategies as far as how you can reach your patients?
I think that out of the pandemic became this new normal word. And I think that there's going to be a shift. I think that there's going to be a shift that we still are seeing. I think that it is less than what we had seen when the pandemic first happened and everything was shutting down, of course. But we were able to utilize, we had a emerging needs grant from the United Way of the Flint Hills that really allowed us to buy some monitors and to do some things that allowed us to push that telehealth service pretty hard so that we could help people when we didn't have the opportunity of face-to-face services. So I would say that we've seen that probably lessen. We do have people that still prefer to have that telehealth, but we are starting to see people come back into the office. And so I would say that we have a really good balance of both options being available, which in the long run really is what allows us to continue to serve people in the best way that they need.
Yeah, I would think telehealth is here to stay, wouldn't you?
I would hope so. I mean, yeah. We've seen a lot of positives about it. And, you know, once again, you just go back to having both options available to you allows us to expand providing services in whatever manner works best for you.
So have there been a lot of pandemic-related calls that you've received over the past 18 months, you know, directed specifically to COVID, Lucas?
Sure. I think that there is I would say that there's a balance within there. I think that, you know, with the pandemic, with isolation, with things like that, we have seen increases. We knew that the wave was probably going to be a little later for some of these things. I would say that, you know, anxieties of, you know, dealing with the isolation and then having to deal with getting back to that more normalized routine pre-pandemic, you know, we went from really slowed down to really sped back up. And I think
I think we just, Lucas' phone just cut off there.
Uh-oh.
I think we have, looks like he's still.
I'm back. I think my phone had cut out on you.
Okay, yeah. All right.
My apologies.
Where were we?
So I think what I was trying to say was that, we have seen increases. I think right now, the last numbers that my team had ran the other day, we are sitting between right around that 10% mark of increase in activities. I know we did more intakes this last month than we have in quite a while. So I think we're seeing those increases come. You know, you had mentioned the grants earlier, and all of this big grant that we got, this federal SAMHSA grant, is really helping gear us up to be a different type of service provider. It's gearing us up for what they call CCBHC, which is a certified community behavioral health center, and you're going to see changes as far as same day access and a lot of different services coming down the pipeline for mental health. And so I think we've got some really good things in the work. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a couple years of everybody here making some adjustments and making some changes. But the whole idea and the whole process is how can we continue every day to provide a better service, to continue to break the stigma, to continue to have conversations where we know our mental health needs to be a priority in our lives so that we can help our families and help at our jobs and help with all of the other things that mental health really needs to be a priority for each of us.
Yeah, that grant obviously significant and a lot of work, as Lucas mentioned, is going to have to go into play for Crosswinds to put everything where it's supposed to be and get everything lined up. And grant aside, how about the importance of Crosswinds' relationship with the United Way, Lucas?
Yeah, you know, I've worked with Mickey for a lot of years, and I had worked with Jamie prior to that. The United Way has always been pretty near and dear to me. You know, I've always looked at the United Way as one of those opportunities that really is a great gap filler for us. It's one of those opportunities where we can really have that local hometown conversation. We can explain where our needs are. And then the United Way just really steps in and helps fill those. This last year and what we're working on currently has really been for our therapeutic preschool. You know, whatever we were dealing with, people who are having to deal with a population that is young in that preschool age, they can't be vaccinated right now. And so if something comes up and you can't be at work and different things like that, we had to add some staff to make sure that we were continuing to provide these kids the best services we can. Those wait lists started growing. The need for those services began increasing rapidly, and we needed to be able to adapt and be able to provide those services. And United Way really stepped in and said, hey, let's put some of this other stuff to the side. Let's really focus on making sure we're taking care of the teachers and staff, and that occupancy is to the best we can get to make it over there, and really stepped up to the plate to do that. And so I would say that those types of roles with United Way, whether it's that emergency need grant or that emerging need grant whenever we needed those monitors to make that fast change, or that support for a preschool program that was growing and had a high demand, I would say any of those things that United Way has always stepped up, helped fill that gap. And to me, I think that that has always been a really good sign of what relationships they have with us as their partners in the community.
And Lucas, how important is this change in the approach that you mentioned here to mental health, and to have partners like the United Way of the Flint Hills and your other network of partners here involved and on board with the changes that are coming?
Well, I think it's a couple things. One, I think that, you know, the financial help that the United Way provides is impactful. The financial assistance is always going to make a huge impact. I think the other thing is United Way carries a really trusted name. People trust the fact when you say we're a member of the United Way, we're a partner with the United Way, it lets people know that not only are we a trusted organization by the people we serve, but we're also a trusted organization by other people in the community, by partners in the community and things like that. So I think the relationship that we have with the United Way and the trust that we get to establish and build in the community really does go a long ways. So I would say that they're critical in our ability to expand and continue to provide the best services we can is just by helping establish that trusted relationship.
Well, Lucas, always a pleasure to talk to you. Keep up the great work, and thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, I appreciate you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Have a good day. Lucas Moody, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness, a part of the United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight here on KVOE. We'll be spotlighting Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County tomorrow morning. Jackie Wellness, they have a big fundraising event.
Oh, they do,
coming
yes
up this week. Brews and Bites will be happening. So Jackie will begin previewing that and talking about the fine work of Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County, a part of our United Way of the Flint Hills Community Partner Spotlight here on KVOE.
Hello, this is Danny Giefer. As your city commissioner, the past 9 years...